This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be discussing something a little bit more controversial than usual, taking a trip all the way back to the late 90s, early 2000s, and uncovering why on earth Harry Potter became, for a time, one of the most banned media franchises in the world. Over the past few decades, the Harry Potter books have helped shape the imagination of millions of children worldwide. Millions lined up at midnight release parties, dressed up as Harry, Ron, and Hermione for Halloween, and proudly shouted out their Hogwarts house for all to hear. But for some, these things were never an option. What's the deal? Let's get into it. If you asked most people to describe Harry Potter, they'd consider it to be fairly innocuous. The books and films follow the life of a young boy who figures out that he's a wizard, steps foot into a magical world, and shortly thereafter begins attending a magical school. It's here that he builds new friendships, faces a variety of hardships, challenges, and ultimately finds himself facing off against a tyrannical dark wizard by the name of Voldemort. The books also explore a variety of inoffensive themes consistent with many other works of literature. These themes include, among many others, coming of age, exploring this theme through emphasizing the challenges and obstacles that Harry and his friends navigate as they grow up, good versus evil, exploring this theme by placing emphasis on the struggle between Harry and his friends, who represent good, and the main antagonist, Lord Voldemort, who represents evil, and particularly, friendship and loyalty. The series explores the theme of friendship and loyalty through the relationships between Harry, Hermione, and Ron. The three friends stick together through thick and thin, and their friendship is a major source of strength and support for Harry throughout the series. But with all of the above mentioned, my point is this. Harry Potter is, on the surface, about as unobjectionable as works of fiction come. Or is it? In the late 90s, early 2000s, the Harry Potter books started getting banned everywhere. Several states in the US, including Arizona and New Mexico, banned Harry Potter from schools and libraries. In India, the Harry Potter books were banned after being brandished a threat to children's moral upbringing. In Egypt, the books were banned by religious authorities who deemed the books anti-Islamic and a threat to national security. In Saudi Arabia, the books were banned because they were un-Islamic and haram. And in Russia, the books were banned in many schools and libraries due to concerns about the promotion of Western values. I should also mention that the extent to which the books were banned in different countries varies. In some cases, the books were merely banned from specific schools or libraries, while in other cases, the books were banned in the country altogether. In some extreme cases, the Harry Potter books were even subject to mass burnings, with thousands of copies of the popular books being set alight as spectators looked on in excitement. So, just what is it about the Harry Potter books that was so contentious? How could so many different global cultures have such a big problem with these books? What did all of this stem from? In truth, there are a few different answers as to why the Harry Potter books have been so controversial. Going to start with the most significant contributor to the book's notoriety and work backwards. Following that, I'm going to explain why some of these criticisms are unsubstantiated and unjustified. Religion. Put quite succinctly, one of the main reasons for the ban is the religious belief that the books promote witchcraft and the worship of Satan. Many religious groups, including Christians and Muslims, believe that the practice of magic is a sin, and that the book's depiction of magic and witchcraft is harmful to children. They argue that the books encourage children to practice magic and worship Satan, and that this is a dangerous message to send to young readers. There are many references to witchcraft in the Bible, with almost all of them directly condemning it, and provided that one of the key thematic elements of Harry Potter is witchcraft, it's not surprising that it's been condemned by various religious groups. For example, Deuteronomy 18:11-12 condemns anyone who casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. And Exodus 22:18 states, "Do not allow a sorceress to live." The books are also accused of idolatry due to the practice of magic. In many religions, idolatry refers to the worship of someone or something other than God as though it were God. The first of the biblical Ten Commandments is explicit in its prohibition of idolatry. "You shall have no other gods before me." Idolatry is directly perceived as a sin against God, an abandonment of Him, and so it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that religious groups would take issue with this. And from a different, but still religious perspective, other religious groups criticize the books for promoting a secular and humanist worldview, which is of course in opposition to their religious worldview. They see the books as promoting a worldview that places human beings at the center of the universe, rather than God. The occult. The occult, in the broadest sense, is a category of esoteric supernatural beliefs and practices which generally fall outside the scope of religion and science, encompassing phenomena involving otherworldly agency, such as magic and mysticism and their varied spells. It can also refer to supernatural ideas like extrasensory perception and parapsychology. Given that one of the central elements of Harry Potter is magic, it's unsurprising that Harry Potter would be inevitably linked to the occult, a term which refers to the supernatural forces outside of the scope of religion and science. Critics have argued that the book's portrayal of divination, astrology, and other occult practices is dangerous and could lead to an interest in the occult among children. They also argue that the book's portrayal of ghosts, demons, and other supernatural entities is inappropriate. The main argument behind this piece of criticism is that Harry Potter magic is synonymous with occult magic, which is that it's supernaturally driven. But what we'll discuss in a minute is that this is entirely unfounded. Violence. One of the lesser reasons for the Harry Potter books being banned is that they promote violence. Critics have argued that the book's portrayal of battles and violence between wizards and witches is too graphic and could encourage children to engage in violent behavior. They also argue that the book's depiction of death and suffering is inappropriate for young readers and could lead to emotional trauma. This one is, in my opinion, very insignificant when compared with the other criticisms directed towards the books, particularly as violence is prevalent in all sorts of works of fiction. The defense. The primary arguments against the Harry Potter books is that they are sacrilegious, promoting witchcraft, magic, and the supernatural. But the issue with this is that J.K. Rowling has always been consistent in her stance that the Harry Potter books do not deal with divine intervention, but are instead entirely secular. The term secular refers to attitudes, activities, or other things that have no religious or spiritual basis. Instead, she's expressed that the magic in Harry Potter is the product of science and not religion, entirely independent from the alleged intervention of gods or supernatural forces. One of the largest assumptions made about Harry Potter is that it is somehow related to Wiccanism, a modern pagan witchcraft religion, but Rowling has since confirmed that this is not true. In short, the magic and perceived supernatural forces in Harry Potter are a secular phenomenon driven by science and are not influenced by any kind of supernatural forces or gods. And though the Harry Potter books have now been, for the most part, unbanned across the globe, largely due to significant public protest, there are still people in places that have turned a blind eye to the undeniable evidence against the Harry Potter books' ties to religion. At the end of the day, the Harry Potter books are innocuous works of fiction that explore prominent and relatable themes, teach valuable lessons, and most importantly, promote reading and the exploration of one's own imagination. And that's it for this video. Did you grow up with Harry Potter, or was it banned in your country, state, or public library? Leave a comment down below. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live.